This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Teacher Federal Credit's very own Francis Collins talking about, or rather giving us some tips for paying down that holiday debt, and then how to prepare for a financially sound year ahead. Really good stuff here from Francis, so check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Teachers Federal Credit Union's very own Francis Collins. Francis, how are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
Great. Doing great. Better now that you are here, because today we're talking about tips for paying down holiday debt and how to prepare for a financially sound year ahead. And my, is this a timely topic? I mean, it seems like we talk about this every year because before we go into the tips, I mean, this happens every year. People get into debt over the holidays, they overspend, and oh my gosh. So what's going on here? Why do you think this keeps happening? Do people just like each other so much that they got to spend more money, or what's going on, do you think?
Well, look, it's very easy to get caught up in a holiday season, and it's very habitual. And, you know, we see it happen from year to year. I believe there was a study out recently from LendingTree where it indicated 36% of consumers spent at least $1,000 over the last holiday season. So it's normal. We see it. Yeah. And it's part of our routine, and once the holiday passes, you know, they come to us for assistance.
Exactly. You get that kind of that spending hangover, so to speak. It's like, oh my gosh, did I really do that? Oh goodness. But well, everyone's happy, so you deal with it best you can. So my next question is, there's a lot of payments things going around, trends and stuff like that. And one of the big ones was the buy now, pay later trend. So do you think that had an impact this year? Before we kind of get into your tips, I wanted to see what your thoughts are on the buy now, pay later trend.
You're so right about that. That has been out there for some time now. And it's not something that we have, tipped our toes in the water, so to speak. It's still very much an unregulated space. So we need to understand more about it. It hasn't really been a priority for us. We've seen the fintechs play in that space a lot. We believe part of it is, you know, having the technology that we don't have, and we're not interested in developing at this point until we know more about it. Mm-hmm. So more to come on that, I guess.
Yeah, well, my whole thought process there is like, hey, yeah, buy now, pay later. It's kind of cool, and it allows you to get something that you might not have been able to. But on the other hand, though, it and I've seen this written in a lot of, you know, like financial publications and things like that. It's like, it might cause you to overspend, you know, even though it looks kind of cool, but it might cause you to overspend as well. That's why I was kind of asking, is like, because I think a lot of people use this over the holidays too.
Yeah, and the tendency to overspend is definitely the case, because mm-hmm. it's spontaneous.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you're caught up in the moment, and yes, so and that makes it makes us a little concerned.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, but the thought is like, hey, if I can divvy it up into four payments, I think I can do this. But you know, next thing you know, you're in over your head. So all right, correct. Hey. All right, we set the stage for that. So what are some tips to help get us out of this a mess, but get us out of this situation?
Sure. So the most popular option that people have once they've gotten themselves into some type of credit card debt is the unsecured personal loan. Why is it attractive? It's the closed-end fixed rate product. It allows you to make one monthly payment. You can prepay without any prepayment penalties.
Oh.
And when you compare it to a credit card debt, which is a revolving debt
mm-hmm.
with a variable interest rate, the main comparison is that on the unsecured personal loan, you can save a ton of interest and pay it off faster.
Yep.
Versus making those regular monthly payments on the credit mm-hmm. card debt.
Good point. What else is in your tip?
The other thing that we see becoming or has been somewhat popular over the last few years is the balance transfer program. So you've got a credit card, it's got a high interest rate, it's an established credit card, you've had it for several years. You can move that balance onto another credit card with a lower introductory rate. We've seen cases where some institutions are offering 0%. With teachers, it's 1.99, 15 billing cycles. It allows you to really pay it down before it kicks back into the higher reset rate on that credit card.
Love it.
Some institutions will go as high as 18 billing cycles. We've seen 0% intro rates. So if you can shop around, there's things out there you can find that will be helpful and beneficial.
So there are options for folks out there for sure who get caught up in this, get caught up in the spending spree during the holidays. Is there anything else that comes to mind as well, or are those two pretty much the top ones?
There are two more popular ones. Obviously, if you own a home and you've really got yourself into trouble.
Oh goodness!
A HELOC, right?
Yeah,
it's probably the most ideal option, because what it would do, it would allow you to depending on your tax situation, be able to write off some of the interest that you paid on that on your income taxes.
Okay, good stuff. I want to segue into what are some good habits to keep us on the good side of the ledger, so to speak, in 2022, and this could possibly help us for 2022 holiday spending as well, kind of, set you straight and, go in with a budget in mind, that type of stuff. So what are some good habits to keep us on the straight and narrow here?
Absolutely. Best advice I can give, set a budget and stick to it.
Yeah. Don't spend more than you earn. How about that?
Absolutely. Just set a budget, stick to it. Understand what your monthly free cash flow funds are. And set aside any extra funds that you have into a savings account. There's also a holiday savings account. You can set aside a certain amount of money in there
that will
come in very useful at the end of the year. And most of the banks and credit unions out there have that product. So you can have monies deducted out of your paycheck. You're not even seeing it. You get paid. The money gets diverted. It goes into account. You don't need to touch it.
Kind of a set it and forget it type of thing. And the next thing you know, 12 months later, like, oh my gosh, I do have that $1,000 that I could spend on my family now. So, and I'm not going to get in over my head doing it. So, oh my gosh, Absolutely. That's a great idea.
Yep.
Are there any other financial habits that folks could kind of get going here in 2022 to?
It's really understanding, what your expenses are, understanding what you're making, and ensuring that you're not overstepping and going out of bounds as it relates to, I have a saying, don't hang your hat where you can't reach it. Okay.
That one.
it's really important.
Yeah.
And avoid that instinctive behavior in terms of making an instinctive purchase that it's really not something that you can, you can afford when all is said and done.
Yeah, whenever I come up with something like that, a kind of a significant purchase, I kind of have a rule of thumb myself. I give myself 24 hours or 48 hours. I give myself a clock to like, do I really need this? Can I really afford this type of thing? Yeah, so I always give myself a little bit of time to like kind of think about it before I do that impulse, like you were talking about. So that I think a lot of folks kind of get wrapped up in that impulse. Oh my gosh, I got to have that. And then next thing you know, they're in over their head. So yeah. So that's kind of my rule of thumb. So I'm throwing out a tip there as well. Give yourself a little bit of time to think about it. Anything else to wrap up here, Francis? This is great stuff.
Yeah. So, one of the things that we noticed over the pandemic was that folks were paying down their debts, their credit card debts.
Yeah.
That may be a case of not being able to travel, not being able to go out and eat and have a good time. And of course, there was funds that the government was making available to folks.
Yeah.
And we saw that trend starting very early in the pandemic, in the early months of the pandemic, and it continued all the way into 2021. And of course, as things started opening back up, once the pandemic subsided, we saw that trend reversing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where our portfolio being in runoff mode for multiple months, to say the least, doing a reverse, and where the balance is starting to increase. So I think people are getting back to their normal ways of spending. We've seen that case now for probably the last 6 months, and all indication is that it will continue to keep trending in that direction for 2022.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, consumer behavior is so fascinating sometimes, just based on what's happening exterior, is what's happening externally. So it's just really fascinating to see the spending habits and the saving habits, based on what's going on in the world. So yeah, you are spot on with that stuff. So yeah, it's good to watch out for that stuff, but it's great to have these tips to kind of keep us in check as well. So good stuff. All right, Francis, well, I'm gonna let you get back to work. Appreciate the time and the information and the tips, and look forward to another conversation. Hopefully this time next year, you'll have some more tips for us, as well as maybe not people wouldn't have spent as much. They might have used that holiday spending savings that they set up this time of the year, so they won't be in such a hole.
It's a great option that's there. It's been there for years, and we wish that more people would take advantage of it.
I know. I think that's such a fabulous idea, a great idea. All right, Francis, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time, and keep up the good work there at Teachers Federal Credit Union. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.